Members of Congress are back in their home states this week for a Memorial Day recess, and they will likely be talking to constituents about a big legislative story, the push to reform the immigration system. The bipartisan Gang of Eight revamping of immigration rules will soon be brought before the Senate, which, since it is controlled by Democrats, is expected to embrace the bill. Less clear is where the issue is headed in the Republican-controlled House. NPR's David Wilner reports.
The Senate chamber lately has become an even more partisan battlefield than usual, with verbal fights breaking out daily over stalled presidential nominations and a budget stuck in limbo. Majority Leader Harry Reid is threatening to rewrite the Senate's filibuster rules to break the logjam. That would infuriate the Republican minority and possibly doom any chance of bipartisan cooperation. But Reid says he's putting all that off until the Senate finishes the one thing Democrats and Republicans do seem able to work on together, the immigration overhaul.
So I'm going to do nothing to interfere with immigration. It is important for our country, and I admire the bipartisan nature of what happened with the Gang of Eight. It's exemplary what we should do around here on everything.
Fierce opponents of the immigration bill's promised path to citizenship for 11 million unauthorized immigrants are preparing a series of poison pill amendments. Leading that effort, Alabama Republican Jeff Sessions, whose amendments almost all failed in committee.
I think they would have a considerably better chance of passing on the floor than in the Judiciary Committee.
One amendment that may not be brought up would give gay Americans the same right as everyone else to sponsor foreign-born spouses for green cards. Democrats fear it could prove as divisive in the full Senate as it did in the Judiciary Committee, where ultimately it was withheld. California Democrat Dianne Feinstein is a strong supporter of gay rights, but she does not want that amendment revived.
I want to see an immigration bill. We will lose all kinds of Republican votes if that's in the bill.
New York Democrat and Gang of Eight leader Charles Schumer thinks many Republicans eager to improve their party's standing with Latino voters want to be backers of the gang's bill.
My hope would be we could pass the Senate bill with a large number of votes and the House would take it up.
But House Speaker John Boehner insists his chamber won't simply take up and pass whatever the Senate sends over.
The House is going to work its will on immigration. We're not going to be stampeded by the White House or stampeded by the president. The Senate is working its will, a lot of good work that's gone on over there, but the House will work its will. Don't ask me how, because if I knew, I'd certainly tell you.
One option would be to consider a series of more conservative immigration measures being worked up by the House Judiciary Committee. But the House also has its own bipartisan Group of Eight trying to forge comprehensive immigration legislation. One of its members is California's Javier Becerra, the House's fourth-ranking Democrat.
The Senate's proved that you could come up with a bipartisan deal, and I think in the House we're going to do the same thing. We're going to prove that you can come up with a bipartisan deal. May look a little different than the Senate.
Which may be an understatement.
It's a very different bill than the Senate bill.
That's Idaho Republican Raul Labrador, who's also in the Group of Eight. One big difference, he notes, is how his group's yet-to-be-released proposal deals with the 11 million unlawful immigrants.
There is not a special pathway to citizenship, but anybody who can be legalized has an ability to become a citizen of the United States.
Labrador says the group has finally settled its differences and hopes to have a bill others can look at soon. But Arizona Democrat Raul Grijalva doubts such legislation would remain intact.
What I'm concerned about is the amendments that will be tacked on to any piece of legislation that comes out of the House. Not only poison pills, but things that will derail, break it up into pieces, all as part of a stalling and delaying tactic.
It would be much better, Grijalva says, if the House simply took up the Senate's immigration bill. A fellow Arizonan GOP senator and Gang of Eight member John McCain agrees.
I'm still optimistic we will get this through the House and Senate.
Just how that would happen, though, no one can say. David Wilner, NPR News, the Capitol.